I served Mrs. Elena Kratt for 2 guineas. Lot number 4.
Take him on. One mahogany bedside cabinet with flowered porcelain nature receptacle. One folk loom twill and leash antimacassar. One Hepplewhite telescope tripod with a tarnished brass securing screw. One imitable Martian marthorum. One imitation marble washstand with purification dish and fish attachment. One anti-burglar self-preservator head bludgeon, sand-filled and hand-sewn brown leather. 2 cleverly and quandric hand-operated brown oak candle holders with additional string. 1 stuffed Galapagos giant turtle on wheels with clockwork revolving eyes. 2 bottles of imitation wax fruit. 1 banana ruefully chipped. Once the property of the late Lord Frederick Crapton Lee of Monmouth. 1 brown... with extra string. 1 brown leather and moquette fireside chair. 1 engraved Capocfield Arctic tea cozy with additional string and computer. 1 brass iron-bound bedstead with spring head manipulator and foot-operated mallet. A similar lot. 7.5 pairs of brown damask curtains with foam rubber lining, well known in Belgravia. 1 cut glass Delft claret decanter with extra string. 1 brass and metal 3'6" bedstead with hair cord anti-tick mattress and sundry attachments. A similar lot. Another lot. 1 collection of high altitude eagle studies. 2 volumes on how to wean vultures. 1 volume on how to leave vultures alone. Collection of unknotted string in hand twine balls. And vice versa, whichever be greater to the power of 10. 14 man-mounted ivory monkeys cut from single wrought iron elephant tusk and signed Jim Yakamoto of Leeds. 1 kiln-fired clay hairy Alsatian answering to the name of Tom, Dick, or Harry, and in that order. 1 Sheridan stirrup cup in squatted bronze and mead lux, the property of the corn hunt, and a similar lot. 1 box of brown hair cord buttons, each containing 2 or 4 perforations. A similar lot. 1 early X-ray photo of Florence Nightingale's teeth facing east. Extra string in abundance. 1 child's hangman's kit once used. 2 heavy brown boxes on brass stilts, 1 polished monogram brass bound box containing 3 pairs of domestic knee protectors, 1 throat mallet, 1 small brown pot containing another small brown pot, 1 iron bound Uncle Frightener in 3-foot length, 1 auntie disintegrator in matted hair cord, 1 pair of anonymous fruit bowls with appliances to...
Wow! Santa Claus!
DJ Cumberbund.
He's making a list and checking a list. Gonna find out who's making a list. You better make this. You better check this. Better not check. I'm making a list.
Yeah.
Making a list and checking a list.
He sees you when you're making. He knows when you're. And now, ASAP Science presents the elements of the periodic table.
There's hydrogen and helium, then lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon everywhere, nitrogen all through the air, with oxygen so you can breathe, and fluorine for your pretty teeth, neon to light up the sign, sodium for salty times,
magnesium,
aluminium, silicon,
phosphorus,
then sulfur, chlorine, then argon,
potassium,
and calcium so you'll grow strong,
scandium,
titanium, vanadium, and chromium, and manganese. This is the periodic table, noble gas is stable. Halogens and alkali react aggressively. Each period we'll see new outer shells. Well, electrons are added, moving to the right. Iron is the 26th, and cobalt, nickel, coins you get. Copper, zinc, and gallium, germanium, and
arsenic.
Selenium and bromine film. Well, krypton helps light up your room. Rubidium and strontium, then yttrium, zirconium,
niobium,
molybdenum, technetium,
ruthenium,
rhodium, palladium,
silverware,
then cadmium and indium,
tin cans,
antimony, then tellurium, and iodine, and xenon, and then cesium, and
barium is 56, and this is where the table splits, where lanthanides have just begun. Lanthanum, cerium, and praseodymium. Neodymium's next to promethium, then 62,
samarium, europium, gadolinium, and terbium, dysprosium, holmium, erbium, thulium, ytterbium, lutetium. Hafnium, tantalum, tungsten, then we're on to rhenium, osmium, and iridium, platinum, gold, to make you rich till you grow old, mercury, to tell you when it's really cold,
thallium,
and lead that is good for your tummy,
polonium,
astatine would not be yummy,
radon,
francium will last a little time,
radium,
then actinize at 89.
This is the periodic table, noble gas is stable, halogens and alkali react aggressively. Each period we'll see new outer shells, but electrons are to the right.
Actinium, thorium, protactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, berkelium, californium, isonium, fermium, and allium, nobelium, lawrenceium, rutherfordium, wbm, cesium, borium, hessium, meitnerium, dubsidium, ruthenium, copper, dysium,
onatrium, fluorovium, onopentium, livermorium, onoceptium, onomatium, and then we're done.
There are songs about Montana and New York and Indiana, but the song the nation patiently awaits is the song I now will bring you as I clear my throat and sing you a love song to the whole United States. I love you. District of Columbia, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Alabama, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Oklahoma, West Virginia, California, Georgia, Texas, Maine, Mississippi, Washington, South Carolina, Arkansas, North Carolina, Tennessee, Louisiana, Iowa, Nevada, Kansas, Arizona, Colorado, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, New Mexico, Ohio, Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, and Montana, Nebraska, Alaska, Pennsylvania, Florida, Wisconsin, Utah, Maryland, Kentucky, Oregon, Rhode Island, Idaho, Hawaii, and Vermont, Virginia, Delaware, Wyoming, and Connecticut.
You
see, Valentine's a torture and my birthday is a mess. New Year's is a lot of noise and Arbor Day's a pest. Halloween's a horror, but I guess I must confess that I really don't hate Christmas. You see, Flag Day is infernal, April Fool's is just a bore. Mardi Gras a waste unless you own a candy store. All these other holidays, I can admit that I abhor, but I really don't hate Christmas. Now it isn't that I like it, at the most I feel ambivalence. But should I really just destroy it? I'll admit that I'm still on the fence. It makes me tense. From the evil scientist community, I'm sure to get ejected. But for Christmas, I can seem to summon any true invective. Because what is there to hate? I mean, it's really so subjective. No, I really don't hate Christmas. I hate puppy dogs and kittens. I hate flowers in the spring. Heck, I even hate the sunshine and the birdies when they sing. I can work up animosity for almost anything. Tell me why I don't hate Christmas. Though my childhood was atrocious, Christmas never was that bad, you see. So the most that I can muster is complete and total apathy. What's wrong with me? How can I prove that I'm an evil villain worth assault when with a holiday so jolly I can't even find a fault? If I didn't feel ambiguous, I'd launch a big assault. But I really don't hate Christmas. No, I really...
The sad story of a man who falls asleep with his television on and has visions. Okay. Fell asleep last night with the TV on. Oh, what a dream I had. Dreamed I went and answered every single one of those late night mail order ads. And 4 to 6 weeks later, much to my surprise, the mailman came to my front door and I couldn't believe my eyes when he brought the Vegematic and the Pocket Fisherman too. Illuminated, illustrated history of life, Boxcar Willie with a Ginsu knife, a bamboo steamer and a garden weasel too, and a tie-dye day glow souvenir shirt from Six Flags over Burbank. Well, the doorbell rang all morning and all through the afternoon. I shook with fright as it rang all night by the light of the MasterCard moon. There was parcel post in the pantry, UPS in the hall, the COD to the ceiling, and it just couldn't pay for it all. I got the egg scrambler with a Seal-A-Meal carrying case, a set of presidential commemorative plates so I could eat my eggs off the president's face, a minute mender and a needle that'll knit or crochet, an autograph, photograph, a Rin Tin Tin at Six Flags over Burbank. I remembered I was dreaming, so I gave a mighty cheer. When I awoke, it was no joke, 'cause all that shit was here. So if you fall asleep with the TV on, let me tell you what to do. Rip telephone out of the wall unless you want it to happen to you. You get the Vegematic and the Pocket Fisherman too. Illuminated, illustrated history of life. Boxcar Willie with a Ginsu knife. Bamboo steamer and a smokeless ashtray too. And an all expenses paid weekend for three at Six Flags over Burbank. It's actually the sad story of a man who falls asleep with his television on and has visions.
I have many friends, many, many friends.
All of my friends, so many. Steve, I see over here.
Marco Rubio is a very, very good friend of mine.
Tom Brady's a friend of mine.
My friend Elton John.
George Steinbrenner was a good friend of mine.
Howard Stern was a friend of mine.
We've been friends for a long time.
A friend of mine is a great manufacturer.
A friend of mine is a great excavator.
I have a friend who builds plants.
I have friends that are reporters.
A friend of mine who's in law enforcement.
My best friends have become fire marshals.
The generals have become very good friends of mine.
My biker friends.
A friend who's a doctor. A friend, he's a farmer.
I know the insurance companies. They're friends of mine.
I have many friends that are liberal, and I think they're wonderful people. I have friends that are wonderful business people.
I have friends that are very wealthy people.
Friends of mine go bankrupt.
I have many, many friends who are women.
And I have some very smart friends who don't agree with me.
I had a friend who was a very smart guy and a very streetwise guy.
A friend of mine, he's a world champion.
A friend of mine who happens to be a great, great athlete. He happens to be African-American.
You know, I have a friend, big guy, one of the biggest in the world.
I have a friend. He's a very, very substantial guy. Tough, tough cookies. I better not mention their names, and two of them are friends of mine.
Friends also that have become addicted to drugs.
My friend. He was my friend. He passed away. He was my friend.
I have a friend. Every year he goes to Paris.
I have friends that won't go to France.
Friends that live in California.
So many friends in New Hampshire.
A lot of good friends out in Iowa.
Friends that live in Texas.
Friends in Wisconsin.
I have friends that love to go to their church.
I have friends that, frankly, aren't Christian.
I have many Jewish friends.
I have many friends that are Muslim.
Many Chinese friends.
Friends in Saudi Arabia.
Friends in Mexico.
Friends in Japan.
So many friends in Turkey.
Many friends in South Korea.
I have so many friends from this area.
Friends that live all over the place.
I have no friends as far as I'm concerned.
Wilkins, Don Lyon, Rocky Burnett, Ernie Sigler, Olivia Newton-John, New Kids on the Block, Billy Ray Cyrus, Uri Geller, A Flock of Seagulls, Betty Boo, Vanilla Ice, Jacko, Bras. Bianca Jagger, racing Tony Mojo, Dumpy Paul Janoskis, the pony Brandon Lee, Travis Bickle, Carrie Ann Jenny, Terry Willis, Harold Host, Nadia Dominic, the Archies, Gary Newman, Tubular Bells, the Alapas Project, Peter Franklin, Leonard Skinner, Snow, LB Mangles, anyone called Trevor, Clap to Chris Cross,
Al Trotsky, all giggling and pinky made. Stan Hack and Frenchie Bordigaray, Phil Cavaretta, George McQuinn, Howie Paulette and Hurley Wynn, Bob Estalella, Van Lingle Mongo. City, Johnny Sane, Harry Brickey and Virgil Cuts, Frankie Castillo and Johnny Cuts, Eddie Basinski, Van Lango Mongo.
Thank you. Well, good evening, friends, or good afternoon. I'll take whatever you got. I'm not proud. I'm KBC. This is the Bit Slap for another week. Another week. Ugh. Anyway, today we have a lot of lists, as you may have suspected, because I'm not too good at hiding these things after half an hour, right? I mean, come on. We started out with the Goons, Spike Milligan, more likely. Another Lot. Not sure if that's a Goons bit or not. I have it down as Goons. I don't know. I have a lot of things I don't know about. Let's not get into it. Making a list was DJ Cummerbund with all kinds of people in there. I like DJ Cummerbund a lot. I'll tell you why. He's the best, okay? New Periodic Element song was ASAP Science, ASAP Science. Some kid got out there with the piano, the ABCs of Pi. Holiday for Strings was Alan Sherman. I really don't hate Christmas. From the Disney show Phineas and Ferb, which I was surprised to find had lasted four seasons and 222 episodes. What are they taking over there? Anyway, it's Disney. I don't think it's on anymore. Tinker Tailor, Soldier Sailor from the Yardbirds, featuring Jimmy Page from 1967. Steve Goodman, the late Steve Goodman, Vegematic from probably early 80s, I guess. Huh? A couple of Donald Trump's friends. We know that's not true. Let's see. The Young Talent Time was TISM, which stands for This Is Serious, Mum. They're from Australia, and that goes back to 1995. Girls, Girls, Girls from the Redcoats, featuring Steve Alamo. Steve Alamo is a big name in show business, and this was early from Wildwood, New Jersey in 1959. Then we heard from Dave Frischberg from St. Paul. Had his birthday last Saturday. I'm not going to tell you how old, but that was Van Lingo Mungo. You know what that's about. And then Loudon Wainwright, all the people on the plane, too. Okay, got more. Sharpen your pencil.
Hey everyone, listen up your attention if you please. Really wanna give you a warning, cause I found out this morning about a dangerous, insidious computer virus. If you should get any mail with the subject stinky cheese, better not go taking the chances. Under no circumstances should you open it, or else it will translate your documents into Swahili, make your TV record Chile, your pets, and give your laundry static clean. Look out, it's gonna make your computer screen freeze. Look out, erase the Easter eggs off your DVDs. Look out, erase your hard drive and your backups too, and the hard drive of anyone related to you. Virus alert, you need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody. Hogging the shower, so just trash it now, or else it will decide to give you a permanent wedgie, legally change your name to Reggie, even mess up the pH balance in your pool. Look out, it's gonna melt your face right off your skull. Look out, and make your iPod only play Jethro Tull. Look out, and tell you knock-knock jokes while you're trying to sleep. Look out, and make you physically attracted to sheep. Look out, steal your identity and your credit card. Look out, buy you a warehouse full of pink leotards. Look out, then cause a major rift in time and space, and leave a bunch of tweaky rappers all over the place. Let's write it some virus alert. You need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody. Virus alert. You need immediately before someone gets hurt. You had never been born, so before it even a 43-foot hole in the ground and bury it completely. Rocks and boulders should be fine. Then burn all the clothes you may have worn anytime you were alive. Virus alert! You need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody. Virus alert! You need immediately before someone gets hurt.
These are some questions that people ask the most, so we thought we'd answer and try to come as close to the truth of the matter, whatever the matter is. First some questions, then some answers to the Statler Brothers quiz. Are you all really brothers? Where did you get your name? Did you all really undress on TV in the rain? Where can I get your albums? Does Lou ever smile? Would you listen to a song I wrote? I think it's just your style.
No, from a box of tissues down to our underwear. Try a record store.
Yes, but only when he's sleeping.
Of course, it never hurts to hear one more.
Do your wives ever travel with you on the road? Did you fall out with old Johnny? And does Harold really sing that low? Whose class was 57? That was my year too. And can I have my picture taken with all four of you?
Sometimes, no, we're not mad at Johnny.
Yes, and even lower, and sometimes out of key.
Harold was the kid from 57. Sure, if you can find the other three.
Which of you guys are brothers? Remember me from last year? Why did you all ever let Donnie grow that beard? Would you do the road hog and flowers on the wall? And how many children do you have in all?
Harold and Don, of course, we remember.
To make up for what he's losing on the top.
I doubt it, and yes, we always do it. 14, and it's probably time to stop.
Where are you all from? How much money do you get? Is Phil always that quiet? He's so nice and kind, I'll bet. Do you still enjoy singing and traveling around? And hey, just one more question, will you come back to our town?
Virginia, it's none of your business.
Don't let his looks deceive you, you should hear him on the bus.
Yes, we love what we're doing. And thanks to all of you for asking us. Thanks to all of you from all of us.
Fan or a turkey bone in Turkestan, or a slave that's awfully African, or a teapot early Ming, come to the supermarket in Old Peking. If you want to buy a kite or a pup to keep you up at night, or a dwarf who used to know Snow White, or a frog who loves to sing, come to the supermarket in Old Peking. They have sunflower cakes, moonbeam cakes, gizzard cakes, lizard cakes, pickled eels, pickled snakes, fit for any king. If you want a bust of jade or an egg that's more or less decayed, or in case you care to meet a mate for a nice but naughty fling, come to the supermarket. If you come on an ostrich, you can park it. So come to the supermarket and see Peking. If you want a gong to beat or a rickshaw with a sassy seat or a painting slightly indiscreet, that is simply riveting. see Peking. Well, if you want some calico or a gentle, water buffalo or a glowworm, guaranteed to glow or a cloak inclined to cling, come to the supermarket in Old Peking. They have bird nest soup, seaweed soup, noodle soup, poodle soup, talking crows with the croup, almost anything. If you want to buy a saw of fish delicious when it's raw, or a pill to kill your mother-in-law or a bee without a sting, come to the supermarket. If you come on a turtle, you can park it. So come to the supermarket. If you come on a goose, you can park it. So come to the supermarket and see
refrigerators to keep extra mashed potatoes, or a giant air compressor to blow food fights off your dresser, or a dehydrated strudel, or a nose ring for your poodle, or a 5-pound can of tuna and some flippers to go scuba. Scuba, scuba, scooby dooby dooba, here we go, scuba. Come on.
If you need a rubber hose,
we got those.
A rhododendron tree,
we got three.
A wraparound deck,
gotta check. But if you need a window scraper and a gross of toilet paper, or a ratchet set in pliers and surround sound amplifiers and a solar turkey chopper or a padded Dover popper, flannel stretch for looking grungy and some rope for going bungee. Bungee, 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 bungee. Here we go, bungee. Come on.
Today I bought a box. It's full of fake plastic food. It's not real food. I wrote a song about it.
Cake mix, watermelon, taco shells, soda pop, lemon, apple, olive oil, Cheerios, green grapes, purple grapes, lettuce, pretzel, corn, ketchup, orange juice, hot dogs, chicken noodle soup.
Toy food, like real food, but it's toy food, not real food, do not eat. Toy food, like real food, but it's toy food, not real food, do not eat.
Sweet peas, strawberry, salt and pepper, French fries, garlic loaf, refried beans, bananas, red pepper, green pepper, crinkle fries, ice cream, turkey chunks, chicken chunks, tuna chunks, fudge.
Toy food, like real food, but is toy.
Toy food,
not real food, do not eat.
Toy food,
like real food, but is toy.
Toy food,
not real food, do not eat. Hamburger, hamburger,
donuts.
Hamburger, hamburger,
pizza.
Hamburger, hamburger,
carrot.
Hamburger, hamburger,
helper. Green beans, oranges, pea pod, pineapple, croissant, potato, spaghetti, baguettes, potato chips, tomato soup, pickle, cookie, niblets, milk, peas, gourd, meat.
Toy food, like real food, what is toy?
Toy food,
not real food, do not eat.
Toy food,
like real food, what is toy?
Toy food,
not real food, do not eat.
Toy food, toy food.
Just feed me some food. It puts me in a good mood and gets me going. When the strains ain't nothing worse than hunger pains right there. Start with life there if need be. Snacks with an X. Whatever, just feed me. I'm hungry and I'm itching to get in the kitchen. So let me consider what's in the refrigerator first. Ingredients needed. Got eggs, wheat, and flour for something salty. Or maybe sweet and sour lemon. Fill my dishes with delicious fish and brown rice. Sounds nice, but I
can't argue with barbecue. Unforgettable edibles, fresh fruits and vegetables, a tomato, tornado, a plate of mashed potatoes. I'm drooling for tabbouleh salad, lentils and chickpeas. I'm ready for spaghetti or cold cuts with brick cheese. I can't say no to risotto. I'm lost in dreams of desserts like pumpkin pies or Boston creams. A gobble of peach cobbler after I eat lobster along with a couple of pieces of cheese pizza. Maybe I can manage to do damage to a sandwich, marshmallows, peanut butter and bananas, and a big plate of yucky. If I'm lucky with pita bread, feed me a fajita or else a burrito instead. I'll tell you about the merits of carrots and asparagus, my knowledge of scallops and my advice on fried rice. For the right price, you can pig in the dig in the mold and bologna and finish a bowl of minestrone. Please make cheesecake. Everybody wants a lot of avocado and a chicken enchilada. Watch man wolf down a 4 pound minimum of chocolate chip cookies and rice pudding with cinnamon. I'm starving for fried calamari with seaweed, trying to save room for strawberries and kiwi. To satisfy, it'll take more than a little plate of french fries, falafels, waffles or griddle cakes. All this might be enough, but I'm doubtful, so I'm gonna savor the flavor of every mouthful of food. It puts me in a good mood and keeps me going when the streams ain't nothing worse than hunger pains right there. Start with life fair, if need be, snacks with an X, whatever, just feed me some food. It puts me in a good mood and keeps me going when the streams ain't nothing worse than hunger pains right there. Start with life fair, if need be, snacks with an X, whatever, just feed me some food.
Ebenezer Bleezer. I run Bleezer's Ice Cream Store. There are flavors in my freezer you have never seen before. 28 divine creations. Too delicious to resist. Why not do yourself a favor? Try the flavors on my list. Coca Mocha Macaroni, Tapioca Smoked Bologna, Checkerberry Cheddar Chew, Chicken Cherry Honeydew, Tutti Frutti Stew Tomato, Tuna Taco Baked Potato, Lobster Like a Lima Bean, Mozzarella Mangosteen, Almond Ham Meringue Salami, Yam Anchovy Prune Pastrami, Sassafras Savaki Hash, Sukiyaki Succotash, Butter Brickle Pepper Pickle, Pomegranate Pumpernickel, Peach Pimento Pizza Plum, Peanut Pumpkin Bubblegum, Broccoli Banana Bluster, Chocolate Chop Suey Cluster, Avocado Brussels Sprout, Periwinkle Sour Kraut, Cotton Candy Carrot Custard, Cauliflower Cola Mustard, Onion Dumpling Double Dip, Turnip Truffle Triple Flip, Garlic Gumbo Gravy Guava, Lentil Lemon Liver Lava, Orange Olive Bagel Beet, Watermelon Waffle Wheat. Woo! I am Ebenezer Bleezer. I run Bleezer's Ice Cream Store. Taste the flavor from my freezer. You will surely ask for more.
Well, on a day hot enough to make the devil cuss, I walked into a bar so thirsty I was spitting dust. Barkeep asked me, what'll it be? I said, what you got? He said, well, let's see. We got Lone Star, PBR, Rolling Rock, Shiner Bock, Moose Drew, Low Duels, Heffenbison, Ziegenbach, Keystone, Coors Light, Coors, we got Red Stripe, Amstel, Amsterdam in the tall can, Michelob, Miller Lite, Guinness by the pint glass, Doppelbock, Lager, take his Waller, cause it's going fast. Oatmeal stout, a lot of line and Kugels. Open up your wallet, no time to be frugal. There's 99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer. Take one down and pass it around, 98 bottles of beer. I was pretty impressed as he handed me an ice cold beer from a chest. Said, not bad for a hole in the wall. Barkeep grinned, said, that ain't all. We got Rio Grande, River Rock, Tecate with the twist top, Dos Perros, Dos Equis, Foster if you're Aussie, Bud Light in the new Zane Williams Koozie, a dozen wheat beers on tap if you choose. You got Heineken, Killian's, a Batson, Becks. Ice cold Corona with the limes in the necks. Yingling chilling with the old Milwaukee's best. Sam Adams and that ain't even half of the rest of them. 98 bottles of beer on the wall. 98 bottles of beer. Take one down and pass it around. 97 bottles of beer on the wall. Settled down with my favorite brew. I ordered me another, and before I knew, it was 2 a.m. and I was under a table being choked by a dude that smelled like a stable. And finally I was able to throw him through the screen door, pick up my hat off the hardwood floor, get on back to the barkeep's daughter who's putting pop a top on the jukebox, dancing nonstop and sipping on a beer that I bought her. We were drinking it like it was water. There were cowgirls everywhere wearing their pretty hair down to their dairy hair. And there were two more bottles of beer on the wall. Two more bottles of beer. We took one down and passed it around. One more bottle of beer on the wall. One more bottle of beer on the wall. Started on the Cuervo, Bacardi Gold, Margarita, straight tequila, Jim Beam, George Dickel. Then we wet our whistle with a single malt scotch, peach schnapps in a jello shot. Captain Morgan, pour some more of them cider sliders, flying tigers. Dr. Pepper pulled the designated drivers. Everclear, Absolute, and Amaretto. I don't remember much, but I knew if I got those 99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer. Nothing finer than an ice cold shiner in 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Speed is a drag, it's a big, big drag. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke than be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice pine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and eat Madonna with her hair bleached by peroxide. Huffing on some nitrous oxide. Well, I've tried them all and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is an ice cold beer. Bear, 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 we love beer. I get thrills from pills, but mostly chills from Robitussin and a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue, you sneeze, I chew. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck, nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene and caffeine only makes me mean. Huff and spray paint ain't so quaint, it gives you headaches and makes you faint. Hash is a gas like a blast from the past, but trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass. Well, I've tried them all and it might sound weird, but my favorite drug is an ice cold beer. Bear, 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 we love bear. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke than be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice pine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and screw Madonna with her hair bleached by peroxide. Huffing on some nitrous oxide. Well, I've tried them all and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is an ice cold beer. Bear, 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 we love bear.
bit, dusting down a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue. You sneeze at you. Mohawker with a needle in her neck. Nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene. Caffeine only makes me mean. Love spray paint ain't so plain. It gives you headaches, makes you faint. Hatches of gas like a blast from the past. But trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass. Well, I tried them all out of my town queer, but my favorite drug is an ice cold beer.
Bear, 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 we love bear. Bear, 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 we love bear. Bear, 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 we love bear. Bear, 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 bear.
Bar of soap when you left me. You didn't even leave a towel so I could dry my face. You didn't even leave a plate for me to eat on. But you left all my empty beer cans all over the place. Didn't leave my precious black and white TV set. You took the Jimi Hendrix poster that was on my door. You left with my very best friend, our dog Smokey. But I found all the unpaid bills on the kitchen. And where in the hell did you have a guess it's all been said. You didn't even leave the cushions for the sofa. And now that I'm used to the couch, you left the bed. Drops on my face.
I'm glad we're moving on, that we've both gotten over it. Our breakup was pretty bad there for a while. I look back and feel stupid. It's stupid, I was mad. I've been so juvenile. But now that's all over. Peace has been made, and there's just one little thing unsaid that needs to be said. So like, that time a guy drove by and threw a sandwich at your head, that was me. Last Thursday night when the nightclub said they lost your coat, that was me. Social Security believes that you are dead, thanks to me. When in the shower you found that tongue instead of soap, well, that was me. That was me. I feel really good. The truth is coming out, and I'm just glad we didn't let things go too far. I may have spent $591.18 ruining your life, but I can't afford to let our friendship fall apart. Thank God that's all over. The pain's at an end, and we can be happy as friends. I think enough time has passed that we can look back and laugh. I know I can. The last three chapters of all your books that were all torn out, that was me. Who signed you up for the Scientology mailing list? That was me. Somebody peed in your Brita, and that somebody is me. And who wrote that email virus hoping it would get to you? And I'll bet it did. That was me. That was me. Someone told you I was sorry in a note left on your door. That was my roommate, and because of that, he's no one's roommate anymore. I think we've learned a lot from this. God knows I have, 'cause I've learned how to sign your name and plug your drain and make it rain and plant drugs and drug your plants and shrink your pants, post videos of you throwing up in your hands. And I was responsible for the events of September 11th, 2008, the year somebody stuck a banana in your grandma's tailpipe. And when I say tailpipe, I'm really sorry. And that time you thought that there was just one more stair, that was me. And when that guy hit your new boyfriend with a bat, that was not me. But he did it on my behalf for a fee. That filled in crossword, that was me. Your new car was dirty, someone wrote "wash me" on the hood with a key and shot your dog into space. And that time you got drunk at the costume party and hooked up with that Japanese dude that never called you back. And on that online message board, who said you should go win Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull? I didn't think you'd actually do it. That was me, the old me. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh
Okay, I'm going to give credit to the guy who actually made me think up lists as a show thing, and that would be Jonathan Schwartz, believe it or not. He did a show on FUV a couple of years ago that just never left my mind. All kinds of lists. And this is my third episode of it, so there'll be a lot more because I did some serious research this week. Meanwhile, in the number 15 spot on the list was Weird Al Yankovic and Virus Alert. The Statler Brothers quiz from the Statler Brothers, who are not really brothers. Well, two of them are, but not the rest of them. Come to the Supermarket in Old Peking. That's a very old popular song, apparently, and this time done by Barbara Streisand, who has a way of getting herself into trouble with her mouth, but can sing like a bird. Right? Yes. The Stuff Mart rap was Veggie Tales from TV, Lemon Demon. Yes, Lemon Demon. That was Toy Food, as you may have guessed. Food, the food rap from Buck 65. Jack Prelutsky, I guess. And that was Bleezer's Ice Cream. Sounds like another kid thing. 99 Bottles from Zane Williams from 2009. Let's see. Beer from the Asylum Street Spankers. They're from Austin, Texas. I don't believe they're longer together. I think they've run their course. Why do I feel like they'll be back? I don't know. And then after that, Luann de Groot. I'm a Snot, that was. Luann, yes, Luann the comic strip character. Put out a record a couple of years ago. I got my hands on it because, you know what, I've always had a thing for Luann. And you know what, she's a college girl now. Yeah, those eyes, man. And then Where in the Hell Did You Go with My Toothbrush was, of course, the Reverend Horton Heat. He's not a real reverend, but he might as well be. And then The Old Me from Mike Furman, who was part of a duo with Chris Hardwick, the guy who does The Talking Dead. All right? So that brings us up to number 28 coming up next, and I will see you next week, and we'll have more stuff for you. Meanwhile, have a good week, starting with number one. That's you.
Bye.